Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, with what or with which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections? For U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature and local office in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th. Are you definitely going to vote, somewhat likely, or not at all likely to vote?
I always vote.
Okay. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to vote in person or a mail-in ballot. In person? Okay. Okay, poll please. Here we are. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, sir, what is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Asian-American?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. What is your age range?
I am 55, so I am old as shit.
No, you're not, sir. I wish I could say that one day myself, okay? You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay?
Yes, sir.
What about Chris Knocko? You feel very favorable or?
Favorable.
Favorable?
Very favorable.
Very, okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Gabriel Papadopoulos?
No idea.
No idea, never heard of. Mike Fasano?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Lisa Yeager?
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. What about Christina Fitzpatrick?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Favorable, right?
Yes, sir.
What about Jack Mariano?
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Superintendent of School were held today, among the candidates, for whom would you vote for? Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
I have to do research. I'm unfamiliar with each of them. I was always voted for Kurt Brown.
Okay. What if you have to choose for one or the other?
I don't know. I have to do research on them.
Okay. No worries. If you had to choose, would you say you're leaning a little bit more towards Michelle or John? Just to get an answer.
I don't have knowledge to make that.
No worries. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Lisa Yeager, for who would you vote for?
I have to research those.
Okay. Now, if you had to just choose one, or would you say you're leaning a little bit?
I can't until I look at the data.
No worries. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, we have Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano, for who would you vote for?
Jack.
Jack, okay. Is that a definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? Have you received any have you seen any television ads? Have you received anything by the mail or received text messages or had a visit
I do not recall anything on that candidate.
Okay. Okay, so you do not recall anything about that candidate, right?
Do not.
Okay. Now, what will you, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the classification purposes only, for classification purposes only. If you were labeled yourself, would you consider yourself liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political
conservative.
Beliefs? Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Now, what is the last grade of schooling that you completed, sir?
My master's degree.
Master's. That's postgraduate or?
Postgraduate.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Now, we've concluded our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening. You've been great.
Thank you.
Bye now.